Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Betty. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you in here with us. Praise Yahweh. We got a good one going here on sudden destruction. You know, if you look at the world's situation, everything, it seems, is on fast forward. Things are unfolding in an alarming pace. And seems like destruction is the norm rather than the exception. Psalms, in the book of Psalms, David, who I believe actually types the seed of Israel, we are promised covenant through David and through the offspring of David, Christ, in particular. And so let me give you a few scriptures about destruction and what David had to say about it. And when I read it, think about the United States and think about David talking in relation to the United States. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to get on the rock. We're going to have to return to the old path, and we're going to have to understand that there is, according to Psalms 38:12, those who seek to destroy the United States. David said, those who seek my life lay snares for me, and those who would seek to injure me have threatened destruction, and they devise treachery all day long. Do we have the enemy working among us? You know, we are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. And yet this is the richest nation upon the earth. There is a system devised within the system that we have, called the Federal Reserve. I spoke about briefly last night, and I'd like to tell you more about how they create money. Now listen to what the scripture says. The love of money is the root of all evil. Now, when you find large sums of money, you know that there is evil on every hand. Man loves money because money gives wealth and power and prestige. And the Bible says that money answers all things. So when man has possession of money, he thinks that he has the answer to all things. And really and truly in this world, possibly that's true. Money will buy you friendship. Money will buy you power, prestige. Money will buy you evil. And it seems like that evil, more than good, is attracted to money. Now, Psalms 52:2 says, their tongue devises destruction, and like a sharp razor, they work deceit. So then, how did they work deceit? In the Federal Reserve birth, where they caught Congress out to lunch, so to speak, and they slipped in unaware, they laid their snares, and they formed their deceit They took away just measures of gold and silver, just weights, the Bible speaks about. And we went off the gold standard onto a currency standard with the Federal Reserve now being the money handler for the government. So the government, the Treasury, prints notes. This goes to the Federal Reserve, who gives this money out on the line of credit with a usury factor. Now, international bankers, and there is a corporation board. You see, the Federal Reserve is a corporation. It is not owned by the United States. It is not a government organization. We have been shafted with the oppressive deception of the enemy that's come in unaware. Our nation has been handed over to a pack of vicious dogs, wild dogs at that, hyenas. They're viciously eating the wealth of our nation up. It's amazing how prosperous this nation has been and still is, and they can't seem to run it into the ground like they're, it looks like they're deliberately trying to do so. Somebody behind the scenes is trying to self-destruct this nation. Psalms 73, listen to this now. Verse 18. Surely you set them in slippery places. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. But be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me. Let my soul take refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until the destruction passes by. We're ready for destruction, ladies and gentlemen. And only the righteous will run into the safety lane and wait out the storm. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this destruction is as it is written in Psalms 91:6. Listen to this one. Oh, the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. We're just almost at high noon here in this destructive course of action, where that we are finding ourselves in deep trouble. Now, why would we be in deep trouble? We're in deep trouble for one reason. We are in trouble because we have rejected the Word of God. We are in trouble because we have not made our rock, our Creator, our Savior, our Redeemer, our refuge. Now, the Bible says the righteous run in and are saved. Now, just who is the righteous? Well, let's see what Psalms, again, 94:20 says. Can a throne of destruction be allied with you, one which devises mischief by decree? Are our leaders purposefully waxing rich? Are the families of the elite, the powerful, are they getting richer and richer? Are we being fed to the lions? Have we been deliberately handed over to the enemy? Are we surrounded with the forces of the United Nations? There is reports even as of yesterday that huge Russian transport planes capable of carrying two tanks each. These are massive planes they were sighted coming in and landing in the country. Over 200 of these flights have been observed, carrying in heavily armed personnel carriers, tanks, artillery pieces, and things of this nature. They've been converted to and painted to white UN insignia. We have these, and of course, we've been told that they're here for training. Isn't it odd and strange that there are documented reports all over the United States of these exercises with equipment? We're talking about heavy equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations should not have a whole nation training ground here. I can see maybe a base, abandoned base that they could take over and do their training for world police matters. But they're bringing in forces alien to our own militia or our posse comitatus forces that could be organized through the grants and the privileges of our Constitution. Those are being outlawed and taken away, and we are now in the hands of a United Nations force, and we've seen what they'll do. Saddam is fixing to get a demonstration of just what this United Nations force that will begin to speak. Came in like a lamb, and it's going to begin to speak like a lion. And nations are going to be subdued by it, and all nations will submit to a one-world international rule with the ruling elite, wherever they are, wherever they preside. You never see the real power brokers in the scenes. Listen to the book of the Psalms, or the book of Proverbs. Let me go to Proverbs 18 and 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but humility goes before his honor. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation is going to be stripped of its honor, and we're going to have to face humility. We're going to have to come humble. We're going to have to become seekers of our Creator. Because in Proverbs 19 says, a foolish son, that's what Jacob is. The house of Jacob, Ephraim, is the United States of America. A foolish son is destruction to his father, and the contentions of a wife are a constant dripping. For though you are my people, O Israel, and you be like the sand of the sea, yet only a remnant within you will return, because a destruction is determined and overflowing with righteousness. A destruction is determined. I spoke about it last night in the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, a time of trouble, except these days be shortened, there will be no flesh saved, no flesh of Jacob. The Bible is talking about a family, and it's talking about the flesh of the family, not the flesh of the world. This Bible is exclusively written not to all the occupants of the world. It is written to, for, and about an exclusive family of Jacob. Now, I know that's exclusionary, but it's necessary to get you to see that a complete destruction that is decreed by the Lord God of hosts, and he will execute it in the midst of the whole land. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 23. A complete destruction. And I told you that our focus is on, for the week, we're on the focus of Ezekiel chapter 38. And then 39. 38, I believe, is telling us that the enemy will come in like a flood, being led by what we describe as the chief opposer, Satan himself, the god of the whole earth, will return to the planet. That will be what we describe as an announcement that we're not alone. The government knows all this. This has been kept from the masses. They know about the planned destruction. It's a complete destruction according to Isaiah chapter 10. And in verse 25 it says, "For in a very little while my indignation against you will be spent and my anger will be directed to their destruction." Now he's going to be mad at his children for not recognizing the time of their visitation. There is a period of sleep, then an a period of awakening, then a period of wrath. You see, if he had fulfilled Isaiah 61 and quoted the wrath of the Almighty God, then the wrath of Almighty God would have started as he quoted it, but he stopped right in the middle of the verse and didn't complete Isaiah verse chapter 61, where he was speaking about the wrath and the destruction that is to come. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a little while, a remnant will be saved, he says. Isaiah 13 says, "They shall weep and wail, for the day of Yahweh is near. It will come as destruction from the Almighty." Isaiah 14, 23, "I will make also a possession for the hedgehog and the swamps of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts." Sweep with the broom of destruction. Now, what about the Bible in the book of Revelations? "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down among you." Why, if we believe that Satan has been here to cause all this evil, ladies and gentlemen, Satan's getting blamed for things that he's not even guilty of. It is the children of Satan, the wicked, that are bringing about swift destruction. We're headed for Destructville, because Almighty God will have to visit this planet one more time with fire. This time he visited with earth on the wicked in Genesis 6. And he prepared an ark for the saving of the eight souls, but he destroyed the wicked with the flood. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That the outcast of Moab say, or stay with you, to be a hiding place to them from the destroyer, for the extortioner has come to an end. Destruction has ceased. Oppressors have completely disappeared from the land when Almighty God comes to put down all rule. And when he comes back, Satan will be in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, and all the world will be worshiping him and receiving his mark, and we are already set to go for a new world order, a new world religion. And this new world religion has to be overwhelmingly convincing to change the religions that will fall to the ground. Our religion, as it is known today, which is nothing but falsehood and deception and organized by man and perpetrated by the enemy, that are all far, because the religion that Satan brings to this planet a cure for all diseases. How about that? When the Pope can't even heal a headache and millions adore him, what about Satan when he comes and he can take away death? You say, well, I don't think Satan could do that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, if Satan had the power to put boils or afflict Job in his body from head to toe, he also had the power to remove them. He chose to afflict him to try to break his spirit. That's a type of Israel. We have been afflicted with the best thing that Satan has got from his children to throw at us, and we're still here holding on a remnant, as it describes here, and yet Satan himself has not shown himself, but he will. And in that day, the Bible says that then the true children will begin to betray one another. We'll have a lot of infighting. Satan is going to deceive the very elect. Many will be deceived in that day. I mean, you take a being from space that's never been here before, someone that is handsome, glorious. I mean, this being, you know, when John saw Christ in Revelation, the Bible said he fell at his feet as dead. His comeliness just melted. It ran down. He just melted at the presence of the Messiah. And the Bible says when we see the Messiah, we won't desire him because he was coming. But Satan was a desired prince. He's the handsome dude of a lot. He's going to perform miracles in the sight of the beast and the false prophet. And all these religions will fall to the ground on their faces and bow before this awesome religious being that's going to come in. And the Bible said all will worship him. All will worship him. All will worship him. All will receive their mark, whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Remember, only a third gets through, ladies and gentlemen, that's in the Lamb's Book. Only a third came through with flying colors. There will be a great persecution against the true children of God. That's why in the last days, God is revealing his name and his plan and his purpose for the exclusive rights to be hated and to be persecuted. And we're going to be killed all day long for his sake. And it'll be a time of trouble for Jacob, such as the world has never seen. If you think that the Christian church had it bad 2,000 years ago, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you think that men suffered and women and children suffered for their faith and their cause, you ain't seen nothing yet. Everything that has happened in the past will pale by comparison of what's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in such a strait, in such a dilemma, that we are going to be cast into the mouth of a lion, and the lion is going to chew on us until he gets so tired of chewing up the righteous and spitting them out and killing them and treading the winepress, until we're going to have such a slaughter that the blood will be running to the horses' tail. Gentlemen, it's going to be the righteous that will suffer and feel the true God of Israel shows himself all time. Praise God. I'll be right back. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. When they say peace, peace, then sudden destruction, well, you know, we're seeing a formation of the United Nations taking its proper place by being the big bully on the block. If a little renegade leader or nation gets out of hand, then Big Brother will slap him back into correction. And so then, all the peoples of the earth will begin to respect this great power that is formulating. We're trading all of our freedom for safety. And listen to what the Bible says we'll reap. When they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. Now, remember this. This is why I'm teaching on this week. I feel it's very important. This message will be monumental of importance before this thing is over. And as the old saying goes, it's not over till the fat lady sings. It's not over until there is a destruction. Now, first of all, the war and the destruction and the carnage and the blood will be those of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yes, there will be crusaders that will stand up and they'll fall. If you read Daniel chapter 12, which I suggested that you read, compare it to Ezekiel 38 and 39, and the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation, you'll understand quite well that it's the righteous, that the evil one, Satan, you see, nobody's ever seen Satan. Really, we think that Satan is just a figment of our imagination. He's not really real. He's just a spirit floating around somewhere out there that causes us to do all these horrible things. And therefore, we have a scapegoat. We can blame it on Satan. The Bible says when a man is tempted and drawn away, he's tempted of his own lust. We have sold out for power and money and glory and prestige. We left to be in bondage. We've proven that when we came out of bondage in Egypt, we begin to murmur and complain, and we have murmured and complained as a people of Jacob ever since, and we haven't ceased even until this day. We're like the people who tell us when to get up, when to go to bed, when to work, and when to take off, how much money we can have, and how much money we can't have, who we owe and who we don't owe, how much is taken from our check, and how much is not taken, how much usury we're going to pay. We never question all these things. These things are taken as we deserve them. There's no protest. Yeah, we got a political assembly of a government. It's a joke. The Republicans are nothing but a joke. You say, well, if I didn't know that Mr. Bush is going to do all this, I wouldn't have voted for Mr. Bush. Friends, we had 4 years of his dad. And now we're going to have, look like, about 8 years of Junior. Because he's proven to be quite popular by taking the stick and the hell of the carrot. And he's talking tough and riding a big horse and carrying a big stick. And the people of the United States love the tough-talking president, the cowboy from Texas, that rides in and tells Saddam to put up or shut up. Either way, we're coming after you. And the people like it. And so his popularity is at an all-time high. And yet it plays right in the hands of the agenda of the hidden forces who are bent on our destruction. Now, listen to what the Spirit says. The Spirit's weeping right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a funny thing. Listen, as it is stated in Isaiah 22, verse 4, therefore I say, turn your eyes away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Don't try to comfort me concerning the destruction of my people. Rachel weeping for her children. If you think that 144,000 that were killed, little infants, in the first encounter with the great beast power, and literally millions killed since then, you ain't seen nothing yet. Notice in Isaiah 28, verse 2, behold, Yahweh has a strong and mighty agent as a storm of hail, a tempest of destruction like a storm of mighty overflowing waters. He has cast it down to the earth with his hand. And now do not carry on as you scoffers do, or your fetters will be made stronger. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts of a very decisive destruction coming upon the earth. Decisive. In other words, it's as Saddam said in 92, this is going to be the mother of all battles. Well, Armageddon will be the mother of all battles. It just so happens that the Euphrates is mentioned as part of the Armageddon scenario that is mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Satan must come and reign for a short time, according to the Bible. You say, well, in Pastor Betty, Revelation chapter 20, it says that Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison after the thousand-year reign. So, see, we've not had the thousand-year reign yet, and so then Satan is not going to be loosed. Oh, the reign has already come and is fixing to be gone. You see, they didn't recognize the time of the visitation when Christ come, when John the Baptist come, when Elijah come, and they certainly are not going to recognize Satan for who he is when he comes. They're going to accept him as God himself. And they'll worship him as God, and they will receive a mark. Now, this mark is the belief system or the support system. And all that's been going on for the last 2,000 years anyway, the marking system of the wicked. You see, Jacob Israel's been blinded. They're immune from the mark because they're blind. Their minds don't recognize, and their hands don't recognize what they're doing. They're blind. A blind man is not capable of knowing where he's going. Because if the blind lead the blind, and that's what's happening here, that's why we're in a ditch, and that's why that the Father in the Spirit is weeping. But listen to Isaiah 34, verse 5. My sword is sharpened in heaven. Behold, it shall descend for judgment upon Edom and upon the people whom I have devoted to destruction. Who's going to have the final word here, ladies and gentlemen? Now I'll show you. Isaiah 47:11. But evil will come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away. And disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone. And destruction, about which you will not know, will come upon you suddenly. Notice in Isaiah 59:7, the wicked, their feet run to evil. They hasten to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Devastation and destruction are in their path. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a perilous time, such as the world has never known. Destruction is coming. And who's going to be ready? Do you think that you have a chance to stand the test? Do you think that you're going to have a chance to stand before the Father when you have taken the mark and you have sold out for a piece of bread? If you suffer with him, you will reign with him. That's what the Bible said. If you suffer with him, you'll reign with him. But if you refuse to suffer, you certainly can't reign with him when he comes back on the clouds of glory. That's the same way he went up. If you go to Acts chapter 1, you'll see how he went up. He went up surrounded with the clouds. And he's coming back surrounded by the clouds. That means it's going to be a thief in the night scenario. He's coming at a time, you think not. When they say peace and safety, then come up sudden destruction. What about Planet X, brother buddy? What about Planet X? Well, let's talk about Planet X and just exactly what we've got to look at. And I was talking about the researchers that have now verified that there is something out beyond Pluto that is going to get some recognition sooner or later from our government. Does the government already know that there is what is described as a Death Star waiting in the wings for sudden destruction? Does the Father have in his power to rain down hail? You know, I read you about the destructive modes. The Bible said there shall be a hail rained down upon the enemy that comes in to this country. Not to Palestine, not to the sandbox. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the plum that the enemy is after. That's a diversionary tactic by the wise ones, the servants. The country that they want, totally submitted to their cause, is the U.S. of A. A place where the people of Joseph congregate. A place where the righteous are gathered in blindness. Now, why would the Father blind some and give some sight? There's a few watchmen on the wall. More and more every day, it seems, joining the ranks to warn the people of God across America of the looming dangers that's coming. Economic situation worsening every day. We are living in a propped up economy that could fall and crash at any moment. Shades of 1930, 1929, 1930, 1931 coming back. When they take away money, you see, if they can print money, make money available, it don't cost them much to print money. Why can't they give you a couple of $1 million? Just like they give the banks the authority to accept the money that the government prints. Why don't the government print you up some money? What if the government just printed up a big bunch of money and pay its bills off? It's debt that they say has been incurred by the American people that has to shoulder the burden of the enormous interest that's being fed into the Federal Reserve. Who garners the money behind the Federal Reserve? When the money, the interest that is paid back to the Federal Reserve, where does that money go? Have you ever thought that it should go back into the Treasury of the United States? That's where you thought it went, because you thought probably that the Federal Reserve was and is and still is a government agency to collect money and taxes. It's not. It is a corporation that is gathering money for its corporate board members. Now, let me throw you out a few names here. See if you recognize any of these names. Rockefeller, Rothschilds, the Mellons. You could go on and on and on and on, and you could talk about the corporation board for this enormous flow of interest that comes back to the Federal Reserve, which loans the money that the government prints and gives to it. They pay for the paper, and then they put the money in circulation and charge those who create credit and establish debt. The debt is where they reap the windfall, and this is the plot of the enemy to siphon off the wealth and the riches and enslave and bond the people with heavy debt. They don't care about debt. It's just a piece of paper. They don't have no goal to secure debt. That's not the way that the Federal Reserve operates. The government doesn't owe anybody except its people. It owes its people. This government is in receivership. This government is in bankruptcy. So therefore, this government is a corporation, not a government. Now, if they can keep you from filing on receivership, then they have accomplished their goal through blindness. And there again, Israel is blind to the real dilemma of what's happening here in America. How are we going to rectify the problem and take it back one brick at a time? It's just like Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Well, we're going to have to put him back together again. But this time we're going to have to do it on the principles, the divine covenant principles of Almighty God. You see, it never was organized on a set of divine principles of the principles of God's government. It never was. It was wrote so cunningly and deceptively. You see, the New World Order wrote the Constitution. You say, well, the New World Order, Pastor Buddy, wasn't even around. Oh, yes, it was. The New World Order has been around since Genesis chapter 11, when Nimrod formed the New World Order of the Babylonian system, and the United States is no exception. Our government don't operate on a divine covenant principle of the Bible. We never have. And we never will until the divine covenant principles are instituted by our Heavenly Father and righteous men are set. You say, well, you mean George Washington wasn't a righteous man? Ladies and gentlemen, if you see how Washington, D.C. was designed with the accredited approval of your fathers, they knew that they were enslaving you from the word go. And this is working 200 years later. It is now worked like a charm, and we, like the bird, is taken in the snare. And by the crafting, cunning, charming of the snake, we are now fixing to be swallowed alive by the serpent people. Until we wake up and until we come home, until we reestablish this nation under righteousness, and it won't be done at the local bill box, that we'll hear the message. You'll hear the messages in the street from the watchmen on the wall who have said all along that there's something wrong with the system. The system, a religious system that we've got orchestrated in the United States in a denominational Christ-like system, is a joke. It is the biggest joke on the planet. Satan will deceive the very elect, and Satan works in Babylon. The Christian religion is Babylon at its finest. The deception, layered after layer, is wrapped around wealth and riches and power. You see, the Christian church would trade its grandmother and its blood of its children for money and power. The preachers are greedy. They're liars. They're ear ticklers. It's a joke. Christianity's a joke. And yet it's our only hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Our hope is in Christ, the truth, not Christ, the false prophet, or the false prophets of Christ. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yes, there's good people in Christianity ever who are trying to get out. Most of them is content to sit in there at this point, but there'll be a day coming. They'll come out of her, my people, in blood, in a drove. They will come out in mass. And they will reorganize in the divine covenant principle of righteousness with the divine covenant laws of Yahweh. You show me one principle and biblical standard of government operation that we're doing, and I'll kiss your behind. We just ain't getting there. We ain't getting the job done. We are not doing the things that we should do. To go forth for our Father. Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I'm talking about destructive times tonight. We're headed for trouble in paradise. Yes? Why? Because we deserve it. We've asked for it, and we're going to get it. And the Father will deliver it on time, and it's almost time. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Townsville, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Or you can email me, buddy1@century.net. That's buddy1@centurytale.net. That's all that you'll need. If you'd like to call my sponsors, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give him a call. Toll free. Talk to him. Tell him Pastor Buddy sent you. We need your help on the radio show. We'd like to preach this gospel worldwide, 24-7. Just switch from our own satellite system and preach the gospel around the globe. We could really get down on it. Praise Yahweh. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. I'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for part 3 of the message, Sudden Destruction. If you want to know about destruction, you need to find out something about your Heavenly Father. The destruction He's got planned, and the destruction that Satan has got planned. You see, Satan's going to come in first, and the Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you, and knowing that he has but a short time to work. Yes, he's going to be loose. He's already loose, and he's doing his thing, and the Father is observing it very closely. He knows what's going on. So, stay tuned tomorrow night. I'll see you tomorrow night. This is Pastor Buddy. Yahweh bless you.
for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.